What's up, though? I'm right back at it with it, though. Xavion Parker. I don't know if y'all heard about Xavion Parker, man. 13-year-old African-American boy. He was abducted and assaulted by white supremacists, y'all. I truly apologize if you haven't heard about this disturbing story involving this 13-year-old boy and a possible group of white supremacists. Well, I'm pretty sure they were white supremacists. In Houston, Texas. Okay? Listen, Xavion Parker, who was abducted from high school, his high school bus stop in East Houston on Monday, May 14th, when five teenage boys forced him into a four-door vehicle decorated with names on the side. The teens were accompanied by one white adult male driver with orange hair that had a racially charged tattoo that read, "I hate black people." The suspect then took sixth grade to an abandoned building where they assaulted him, took jacket, shoes, phone, and keys. Once they had the phone in their possession, they began to text his mother, Shell Lee, with threatening messages. "We're going to hang him. You're going to find him in the morning," read one of the messages. Like, damn, that's what's really going on in 2018. It's wild out here, Houston, Texas. So then, you know, Lee, his mom, she called the police, filed a report saying that her son had never returned home from school, and she was receiving threatening text messages. When the suspects allegedly went into the other room to load a gun, Xavion made his escape and got the fuck up out of there. You know, he's black, so the nigga's fast. He probably can run. He's 13. He's going through changes in life right now, so he got the fuck up out of there. I don't know what he did, but you know, when you want to get away and you know you can, and that adrenaline pumping, he got his ass on up out of there. A witness named Comencia Carmouche, she happened to be driving down the street and saw this nigga with a torn t-shirt, no shoes on, asked him if he needed some help. So that was God right there. Lil Xavion had God on his side. She said his face was all puffed up, so they was already fucking him up. He had scratches and shit. His shirt was ripped off. He had no shoes on, you know what I'm saying? So, it says here that she also said the child told her that the bodies of other black men or boys were in the shack. So, this is Comencia Carmouche. The woman who saw Xavion Parker running down the street, she stopped to help him. You can look her up on Twitter. I'll leave the link in the description on the comments here on this one. She says that she won't feel at peace until her son's, well, his mom, my bad, his mother said she won't feel at peace until the people that attacked him are apprehended. And you know they ain't going nowhere. No, they don't know how to find them motherfuckers, and they ain't gonna get caught. Some people have doubted this story, but in a recent update, police said Xavion's mother and the woman that's the witness led police to the shack described by the boy, and they discovered shell casings, a wooden chair, and other weapons. This whole investigation is still going on. I just think that shit wild, man. Man, he got the fuck out of there. And that really was just crazy. Could you imagine, my nigga? Like, that sounded like some real back in the day shit that a real slave had to go through. This nigga sitting here. And it probably was the morning time that they got the nigga from his bus stop. Crazy, because when I was in high school, well, he's 13, so he's in middle school. So, yeah, I had a school bus coming to get me, too, but damn. Houston, Texas, man, just goes to show you. Motherfuckers is really getting down. I wonder why they didn't. Well, I guess they probably was trying to kill his ass, but he got the fuck up out of there. Shout out to Xavion. Yeah, we're back out. Yeah, shout out to Xavion. Hopefully he don't, you know, hopefully he turns out, you know what I mean, just stays in school, can keep a straight head, you know, his mother and them might want to get the fuck up out of the neighborhood or wherever they at. You know, because there's probably some people he went to school with. Or maybe it's just some sick, twisted motherfuckers. You know, either way. Yeah, I definitely would probably move. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on with this shit. But listen, shout out to everybody that's plugged the fuck in with us right now. Okay, so, I mean, let's talk about it. Meghan Markle, whatever the fuck her name is, shout out to her. Shout out to you, mommy. I know you did your thing. Royal wedding, you did that, okay. So now we're in there. That's cool. But, listen, I don't know. I just didn't give a fuck about it. I didn't give a fuck about the wedding, the ceremony, the way everybody was D-riding them the whole damn day. It was Malcolm X's birthday. Y'all was praising this whole ceremony more than Malcolm X's birthday? That's just what was fucking me up. Other than that, I ain't have a problem with anything else that happened that day. So look, I know y'all done seen the footage. If you haven't, it just came out. And if you're asking what footage might I be talking about, well, listen. The Milwaukee Bucks, which is an NBA basketball team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rookie Sterling Brown. Recent footage just came out hours ago. Body cam footage. It was like 5-6 motherfucking police. Was fucking this nigga up. Tased him. Had him cuffed. It's really looking bad. Go check it out. Oh, he's pressing charges against the whole police department. The police department came out tonight. The chief came out tonight. Oh, we're sorry, buddy. We're sorry for what. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. Been a long day, but I had to take a yawn. Shit, damn. But yeah, chief. Chief of Milwaukee Police Department came out, apologized to him. So sorry that it happened. And people keep talking about there are good cops out here. And of course, there are good cops. I just don't see him speaking out when the fuck cops do the fuck shit. Maybe if these so-called good cops came out and pointed out. But you know, they're not going to point out and snitch on their coworker. You don't do that at your job. So why the fuck would they do that at their job? You hear me? So basically, when Sterling Brown came out and had something to talk, had basically made his statement, he basically was saying, my experience in January, because this was back in January. Like I said, the footage just came out, though. It's now May. It's May 23rd. Also, it's my father's birthday. Happy birthday, Papito. My God. Happy birthday, old man. But like I said, the footage just came out today, you know what I mean? Hours ago, like 3 hours ago, literally. So the statement that Sterling Brown made, which was the victim, he basically was like, my experience in January with the Milwaukee Police Department was wrong and shouldn't happen to anybody. What should have been a simple parking ticket turned into an attempt at police intimidation, followed by the unlawful use of physical force. Including being handcuffed and tased. And then unlawfully booked. This experience with the Milwaukee Police Department has forced me to stand up and tell my story so that I can help prevent these injustices from happening ever again. But like I said, it's because you're a nigga. So it's very unfortunate that we have to deal with it. And the thing is, you know, a lot of people don't get it, you know what I mean, because of just that, you know. Police use this whole resistance shit. Once they use their resistance shit, that's their, you know. Once you give them just a little bit of a reason, a teeny tiny bit of reason to make it seem like you're resisting arrest, then they're going to use that against you. whether it be physical or mental. You know what I'm saying? Very unfortunate for us darker skinned people. But shit, my nigga, that's just the way it is. And also, I seen a meme today that was really dope. It wasn't even really a meme. It just was basically what it said was, if your friend's music is on Spotify or Apple Music or Tidal or hell, SoundCloud, whatever the fuck it's on. Fuck SoundCloud. But the rest of that shit, put that shit on repeat, mute it, go to bed, get them 8 healthy hours of streams every night. You know what I mean? If you got somebody that you know ain't doing shit when they go to sleep, if you got somebody that you know that's out here pushing music or got an album out, and if you got time while you sleep, go ahead, throw that shit, play that shit all night. Of course, turn the, volume down so you can get your sleep, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, that's a wrap. This is part 2, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap it up. Thank y'all for plugging the fuck in. You already know what the fuck going on. I'm going to get back at you next time, man. And like I said, we got a lot of shit coming up. Just stay tuned, man. Stay plugging in with us. You hear me?
I'm plugged in.